Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Two things I'm watching this morning. One's the cold front that's crossing our area right now, producing some light showers for the morning commute. And then Hurricane Lee that's likely to bring some impacts to our coast over the weekend.
And breaking news this morning, for the first time in 4 years, Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin meet face-to-face. What we've learned about their discussion held at a Russian space facility.
Today, we'll get a better idea on COVID-19 trends across the state. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live to explain what we should expect as we head into the cooler months. And it's going to start to feel a little cooler today. It's going to feel really nice Friday. Welcome to your Wednesday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, turning the corner today. We're getting over the hump here together and getting some of this humidity out of our way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're also seeing some raindrops coming in.
We have that cold front that's crossing the area right now, and it is bringing a few light showers. We'll have a better chance of seeing some thunderstorms later this afternoon in our southern counties. But let's zoom in. You can see a little bit of light patchy rain just south of Garner over toward Clayton, Wilson's Mill, then Smithfield. That's headed up toward Wilson and Nash County. As a matter of fact, we've seen a little rain moving through Rocky Mount and over into Edgecombe County. So it's just a small area that's seeing rain this morning. That cold front will gradually, very, very slowly move eastward and again be the focus of some thunderstorms later on today. We do have a level one risk for severe storms in the southern tip of Sampson County, but otherwise we're not looking at any widespread severe storms for today. It is fairly cloudy this morning, and we're going to see some cloud cover through the afternoon. Notice closer to 5 o'clock, some scattered storms, especially around Fayetteville and Clinton, but we could see an isolated shower or two anywhere from the Triangle area southward. Take a look at Clayton this morning. That's one of the spots where we've seen a shower roll through. It's just damp out there. It doesn't look terribly wet. It's warm. It's muggy, 71 with a dew point of 68, and we'll see a high this afternoon of 87, down from yesterday's high of 94. The latest on Hurricane Lee, moving northwest at 6 miles per hour. Winds right now 113, still a Cat 3, but about to start to weaken. By the time it passes by Bermuda early Friday morning, it'll be Category 1, potentially making landfall in Maine, possibly even having some larger impacts in our northeastern states. But for us here in North Carolina, rip current danger now. I'll show you what we could see through the weekend on our coast. Coming up, Brian.
6:02 right now, and want to take a look at that current road condition model where we've seen some of that light rain, as Elizabeth showed us on radar, in western Johnston County into parts of eastern Harnett County, Anger, Smithfield, Clayton. That's where we're seeing the wettest roads. Also up on the I-95 corridor between Wilson and Rocky Mount, 64 in that area, you're likely seeing some damp conditions. We have spotted that crash out on 540 westbound around Glenwood Avenue. You can see that is over there on the right shoulder. Don't have any police response just yet, but a reminder, when you see those flashing lights, you do need to move over at least one lane. Taking a look at major routes around the Triangle, for the most part, they're in pretty good shape. We do have a report of a crash in Lillington this morning on 421 at Main Street.
Thanks, Brian. We're following breaking news this morning. North Korea's Kim Jong-un has pledged his support to Russia. This is following a weapons meeting with Vladimir Putin. This is video of the two leaders from early this morning as they talked for a little over an hour at a remote space center. Russian state media says Kim asked detailed questions about rockets during the tour of the facility. Hours before their meeting, North Korea launched a missile into the waters off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. U.S. officials warn arms negotiations between Kim and Putin could mean North Korea is planning to give weapons to Russia to help them fight the war in Ukraine.
Today, we'll learn about the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations across the state. This comes on the heels of the FDA and CDC signing off on updated booster shots ahead of fall when respiratory illnesses are more common. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now live from Raleigh with what we can expect the trends to look like when that new data is released today. Kelsey, good morning.
Renee, good morning. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services will release that new data later today that shows us more about the spread of COVID-19 across our state. Now, this comes just one day after the CDC approved an updated booster shot. Pharmacies across the country, including CVS, are expecting to get supply of that new vaccine as early as today. Last week's state data shows there were 493 hospitalizations related to COVID-19, up from 484 the week before. UNC Health infectious disease expert Dr. David Wall says the people who have the most immunity from the virus are the ones who had it in the last 30 days and are fully recovered. If you're not a part of that group, he says it's best to mask up because COVID numbers are only expected to go up.
If you don't want to catch COVID, there are some practical things you can do, including masking around other people indoors, especially if it's crowded, like a plane or in an airport.
But what's the why behind all of this? Why are we expecting for these numbers to go up? Well, Dr. Wall says that the answer is twofold. Students are returning to the classroom, which is spreading germs, and then winter is coming, and that air is going to get drier. And when we see drier air, it's going to make it easier for the virus to transport. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A 30-year-old woman is facing charges after a student brought a gun to a Raleigh elementary school. Police have charged Princess Pittman with a felony. School administrators at Leadmine Elementary say a student brought a gun to school Tuesday, saying he wanted to show it to classmates, not to cause harm. Advocates against gun violence say this incident serves as a reminder to safely store firearms. Investigators did not say what connection Pittman has to the student. State law requires a 365-day suspension from school if a gun is brought onto school property.
Today, we'll get a better look at the future of downtown Raleigh. Local economic leaders will meet at the annual State of Downtown to discuss this year's growth and look ahead to the future. We'll get a look at the new skyline with the approval of more skyscrapers and other developments. They will also discuss the push for more affordable downtown housing. One leader from the Downtown Raleigh Alliance says he doesn't expect the growth in the area to slow anytime soon.
We're continuing to add lots of housing units to downtown, and that's going to really reshape the fabric of what our downtown looks and feels like. Flash forward 5-10 years, and we're going to have several really walkable urban neighborhoods.
The State of Downtown will begin at 1:45 p.m. at the Martin Marietta Center for Performing Arts. This is a ticketed event, but we'll be sure to bring you updates on the future of downtown here and on WRAL.com.
All new this morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office needs your help with a fire investigation. They are looking into what happened at Ernest Myatt Presbyterian Church and Child Development Center on Fayetteville Road. We're told the church caught on fire September 2nd. Authorities haven't said what caused it. If you know anything about this that could help, call the Wake County Sheriff's Office.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Wake Forest. We're hearing reports of a stabbing on North Allen Road. EMS, Wake Forest PD, as well as the fire department were all dispatched there just after 5 o'clock this morning. Right now, we're unsure of the condition of the victim or victims in this situation. Wake Forest PD is investigating this. As soon as we get more information, we'll bring that to you from the Live Center.
Thanks, Michelle. Today, UNC will start gathering feedback on how to keep students and staff safe if another tragedy were to strike campus. The school is launching an online survey about the response to the shooting on campus August 28th. The university is hoping to get feedback from the community on the shooting response and address concerns raised in the days after.
Tomorrow, a group of Republicans is expected to talk more about House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's call for a formal impeachment inquiry into President Biden. McCarthy's decision represents a major reversal after he told the conservative website Breitbart this month that he would not open an impeachment inquiry without a vote of the full House. McCarthy accuses President Biden of profiting off his son's business deals abroad. In a statement, a White House spokesman says House Republicans have turned up no evidence of wrongdoing in 9 months of investigating the president. The top Democrat in the Senate is calling the process absurd and calls it a distraction.
We have a government that might shut down because of the House Republicans, and that shutdown will hurt people.
Congress has until the end of the month to reach a government funding deal and avoid a shutdown. To impeach Biden, the House would have to approve at least one impeachment charge against him, which requires a majority vote.
A youth curfew will now be in effect in the town of Nashville in Nash County. The town council voted last night to approve it. Curfew would be in effect from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. for teens aged 14 to 17. For kids 13 and younger, it would be in place from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Town leaders say they hope this will help curb some of the vandalism they saw over the summer.
The curfew is strictly to just get the kids that are up and down the streets at 12, 1 o'clock at night, breaking into cars that we've had problems with all summer off the street.
Nashville Police Department said during the meeting, officers won't be stopping teenagers going home from work, stopping at the gas station, or leaving football games.
Happening this morning, we will learn more about how inflation is up across the country. A new consumer price index report will be released at 8:30. Economists predict it will show inflation moving at a higher rate for a second straight month. They say higher gas prices are the main factor fueling these economic issues. So let's take a look at where gas prices stand this morning. New numbers show North Carolina's average is $3.53 a gallon. That is up 3 cents from yesterday, and the national average sitting at $3.85 a gallon.
We're 10 minutes after 6 right now on your Wednesday, and the search for a murderer who escaped a Pennsylvania prison is becoming more urgent after police confirm he is armed and dangerous.
He is now armed with a 22 caliber rifle with a scope and flashlight mounted on it.
The warning from officials there this morning as the search enters day 14.
And how about this surprise reunion at last night's MTV Video Music Awards? In sync, need I say more? But there is. Well, it was also a big night for Taylor Swift and meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. We're looking forward to saying bye, bye, bye to these extreme heat.
Oh, we are. We're going to do that tomorrow. This morning, as you're heading out the door, we do have just a few isolated showers that you could run into. We'll talk about where you could run into rain throughout the day coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Starting off with just a couple of tiny showers out there for us this morning, especially here in Johnston County and in eastern Wake County from Zebulon down to the southwest toward Clayton and from Smithfield and headed over toward Wilson and Rocky Mount. A little bit of light patchy rain. Take a live look at Goldsboro this morning, and we're seeing a little bit of cloud cover showing up in spots, watching for some patchy fog. The lowest visibility we have on our map is 3/4 of a mile up in South Hill, but near the Virginia line, you'd have a better chance of seeing some fog this morning. Taking a look at Wilson, Durham, and Fayetteville. Durham is clear this morning at 71 degrees, 71 in Fayetteville and 70 in Wilson. So it's a mild start. Temperatures are on the warm side. At the bus stop this morning, expect 70s. And then as the kids are getting off the bus, we'll be in the mid 80s, but a few isolated storms. Brian.
614, taking a look at that live camera at 540 near Glenwood Avenue. On the westbound side, we have what appears to be a minor crash over on the right shoulder. You can see the flashing lights there. Just a reminder, once police get out to the scene, you do need to move over at least one lane to give them some room. Not seeing any backups at this point. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're looking fine on I-40 through Wake, Durham, and Orange County. I am watching a crash reported in Lillington and Harnett County on Main Street, right around the 421 intersection just north of the river.
Brian, thanks. The search for escaped inmate and convicted killer Daniello Calvacante now enters its 14th day. He remains at large in Chester County, Pennsylvania, after stealing a gun and dodging a homeowner's gunfire on Monday night. Police say the homeowner found Calvacante taking a rifle and ammunition from his garage. Authorities recovered boots and clothing believed to have belonged to Calvacante in a nearby area. Police say they also found a backpack that Calvacante was carrying last night just before 8 p.m.
State Republicans are at odds over video lottery and casino gambling, and it's keeping the state budget from being passed. Senate Republicans want to use the budget as a vehicle to legalize video lottery and casino gambling. House Republicans don't support it. The budget is 2.5 months overdue already. It is tied to many other important issues, including Medicaid expansion and pay raises for state workers.
Massachusetts is under a state of emergency as catastrophic flooding in Massachusetts damaged hundreds of homes. In Leominster, about an hour outside Boston, schools will be closed today because floodwaters are still affecting roads. Several sinkholes have also been reported throughout the area, which got more than 10 inches of rainfall.
We're just over 17 hours away now from a potential United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers, and negotiations are heating up. The union says it is seeing some progress with its talks with General Motors. Sources say GM's pay increase could reach 20%, still lower than the union's demand of 40% over 4 years. Ford reportedly is only offering a 16% wage hike. It's unclear what Stellantis is proposing. The union contract currently will expire at midnight.
The 2023 VMAs had it all. Great performances, iconic artists, and surprise reunions. WRL's Ken Smith joins us now with a recap of the moment everyone will be talking about today.
Listen,
Ken.
Renee, leave it up to the VMAs for this jaw-dropping surprise reunion that will no doubt be populating everyone's social media feeds today.
Over 20 years ago, we were just kids when we won Best Pop Video for Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah, everyone went wild when NSYNC appeared on stage. This beloved 1990s boy band hadn't been on stage together since they performed at the 2013 VMAs. They got together to present the Best Pop Video Award.
And the VMA goes to... the unstoppable Taylor Swift.
Yeah, this was definitely Taylor Swift's night, winning 9 VMAs that also included Video of the Year and Song of the Year for Anti-Hero. She has now the second most overall wins with 23. Only Beyonce has more with 30 VMAs. We should note John P. Diddy Combs took home the Global Icon Award. And coming up in What's Trending, the reaction to a show-stopping performance by South American sensation Shakira, who won the coveted Video Vanguard Award. But Renee, getting back to NSYNC, I mean, that soundtrack is the music for my partying years.
From your party years, yes, I mean, 90s Renee is squealing as I see all 5 of them back on stage, but they didn't perform.
I know. Everybody wanted them to.
Oh, well, Ken, yeah. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye-bye-bye.
Love it.
JT's alma mater with no songs attached. Boy, there's a big Powerball win out there. Could be yours tonight. $550 million up for grabs in the drawing. It's the third largest jackpot this year. If you win, your cash value is $266 million. The drawing will be live tonight at 11 right here on WRAL. Coming up at 6:20 right now on our Wednesday, Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look around our viewing area. Some getting raindrops.
Yeah, for the most part, we're nice and quiet. We just have a couple of pockets of rain this morning. We'll have the potential for some scattered thunderstorms this afternoon as we get into some of that daytime heating that tends to energize the atmosphere. But taking a look at Fayetteville there, there's our newsroom. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, Apex, and Goldsboro, looking quiet, but we do have some cloud cover out there this morning. And, of course, a few scattered showers. That's all due to our cold front moving slowly across the area. Right now, behind it, we have beautiful fall-like weather coming. We're going to really start to see that kicking in tomorrow and into Friday. And then, of course, we'll continue to watch Lee as it moves offshore of North Carolina over the next 2 or 3 days. Our severe weather threat is just the southern tip of Sampson County in our viewing area. We have a few isolated showers out there this morning, especially in some of our eastern counties. They're right near Wendell, between Wendell and Clayton here along the Wake County, Johnston County line from Wilson's Mills, starting to move over closer to the Comma into Wilson County and Nash County up 64. You're going to see that from Rocky Mount moving on up into the northern part of Edgecombe County. So just a little bit of patchy light rain out there this morning. Not everybody's seeing it. Future cast shows that front gradually sliding eastward, and then later in the afternoon, a few isolated thunderstorms popping up near that front. So we'd be talking about Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, maybe even Southern Pines. Could see an isolated shower as far north as Raleigh, but it's less likely. Bulls game tonight. They're in the middle of their last regular season homestand of the season. It's going to be nice out there tonight. Our chance for rain there is really minimal. Temperature 82 as the game kicks off, and we've got some beautiful weather for the rest of their homestand all the way through the weekend. Check it out, Hurricane Lee. It's moving northwest at 6 miles per hour with 115 mile per hour winds. No real changes here. It's likely to be Category 1, moving past Bermuda very early on Friday morning. We'll see rip current danger on the coast of North Carolina. We'll go over some of the other threats, of course, certainly some beach erosion possible. And then it'll be interesting to see how much of the northeastern part of the U.S. is affected by this as it makes landfall as a tropical storm. It's going to come close to Cape Cod potentially and then making landfall in Maine or in the Canadian Maritimes. Our rip current danger is high already for today. I will likely also add to that some coastal flooding and beach erosion starting today all the way through the weekend. We take a look at our satellite view. We still have Margo and another system coming off the coast of Africa. That one has an 80% chance of developing. That one looks pretty interesting. The computer models this morning are starting to become a little bit more in sync with that pardon, and potentially making a similar path to Lee. Right now, it looks like Margot would just fizzle in the North Atlantic. We take a look at our seven-day forecast. Tomorrow is cooler at 83, 70s on Friday, and we're looking at temperatures in the 50s for overnight lows, which I'm definitely looking forward to. Brian and I were talking about the fact that we probably couldn't name any more NSYNC songs. We did the best we could.
It's that thing where, like, I know I've heard it in public, but it just never has been registered in my head. But oh well. There will be no 90s music puns in this traffic update, I can promise you that. Here at 622, as we take a look at current road conditions, where you see the green, that's where we're seeing some wet roads. We've seen some showers in some parts of Johnston County this morning. I-40 heading through Clayton down toward the Cleveland community, also 95 up toward Rocky Mount. Just need to slow down, take it easy on those damp roads. Still watching this crash up on 540 westbound at Glenwood Avenue. It's over on the right shoulder. Not seeing any police response to that just yet. We're not seeing any big backups. Just scoot over one lane to give them some room to get that cleared up. Elsewhere around the triangle, our major routes are looking good. No other crashes reported at the moment.
Brian, you're tearing up my heart. All right, changes are coming to McDonald's restaurants across the country. Up next, why the company has decided to get rid of self-serve drink dispensers. That's tearing up my heart, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. Here is a look at your winning lottery numbers. Put your heart back together with a little cash.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It was a big night at the Video Music Awards for singer Shakira.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, big performance. She became the first South American artist to win the coveted Video Vanguard Award. She got a standing ovation from the crowd after her 10-minute performance of the biggest Shakira hits. The most memorable part of her performance was when she started to crowd surf. There she goes.
How about that mashup, 10 songs? You know, she brought her two kids on the red carpet with her for this, and I'm sure they were like, Mom, what are you doing? 46-year-old crowd surfer. Never too old to have a little fun with the crowd, I think, right?
And she still looks amazing.
Yeah.
You have to trust the crowd, too. McDonald's is planning on ditching self-serve soda machines. The end is coming. Yes. They say that fewer people are eating in the dining room since the pandemic, and that means they aren't using those drink machines as much anymore. On top of that, orders through the McDonald's app or Uber Eats now make up 40% of sales, which is that's quite a number. The machines are going to be gone from the United States by 2032.
So we still have some time to enjoy them. But yeah, after that, you're going to have to go back to the counter and wait to get your refill. And it's like flagging down people. Hey, can I just get a refill? Yeah. And then the other people in line are like, hey, why are you cutting in line? I mean, there's a lot of drama with that, right? The self-serve sodas. Yeah.
All the other reasons. So no mention of the people just ripping them off, just taking.
Well, there might be that financial thing, too.
Right.
I only get one refill. One.
There's that.
Brian, thanks.
You may have seen the app Find My on your phone or even used it to track a lost iPad or pair of AirPods. A lot of young folks out there are using it now, though, as a new form of social media.
Starts as a safety measure where you're sharing your location with your friends so they can know where you are. Mm-hmm. But then as they have your location, it's turning into more of a form of social media where people are checking it constantly.
Coming up this morning on Today, why Gen Z and millennials are so obsessed with tracking not just their own devices, but their own friends and family as well.
Heading out the door, tracking a few isolated showers out there. Eastern Wake County, parts of Johnston County, and up the I-95 corridor. I'll show you if it will affect your morning commute.
New data that shows the spread of COVID-19 across our state will be released today. Coming up, what doctors are expecting these numbers will reveal and how they're bracing for a winter spike.